plans for next spring, for spring planning. So it's really a critical time for the government to be shut down, really puts the farmers in a horrible personal stress, financial stress for their farms.
The Senate taking up a vote again later today aimed at ending the shutdown. Hamas has returned another body and it is in Israeli custody where testing will take place, trying to verify if it's one of the deceased hostages. President Trump today threatening to eradicate Hamas, he says, if the violence against Gazans doesn't stop after reports by the State Department that Hamas has violated the ceasefire deal. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. An Ashland-based nonprofit, the Burke Center for Ecosystem Research, has successfully rerouted a 500-foot section of North Fish Creek near Eno to combat Lake Superior's largest source of sediment. The project moved the waterway 50 yards from an eroding bluff, aiming to reduce sediment by 2,800 tons annually, preventing that material from eventually reaching Shawamigan Bay, where the city of Ashland draws its drinking water and improving trout habitat. The project, the fifth and largest on Fish Creek since 2018, contributes to the Burke Center's long-term sediment reduction goal, with plans for an even larger downstream project. Thursday, October 30th at 4 p.m., it's Ghosts and Ghouls with storyteller Tracy Chipman over at the Phillips Public Library. Tracy will share a collection of hauntingly delightful stories perfect for the Halloween season. Costumes are encouraged, so come dressed to impress. This is free and family-friendly, so be sure not to miss it. Once again, it's taking place Thursday, October 30th at 4 p.m., over at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin is encouraging electric and natural gas utility customers with outstanding bills to take action. Melissa Kay has more.
The moratorium period begins November 1st and runs through April 15th. During that time, utilities are prohibited from disconnecting utility service for non-payment when it's used for home heating. If you're currently disconnected, however, you must make arrangements to restore service before the moratorium begins. Utilities are not required to reconnect service until payment arrangements have been made. You can make arrangements directly with your provider or apply for financial assistance. You can find more information and links at energyandhousing.wi.gov.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Minocqua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Minocqua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Minocqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
The Packers beat the Cards.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Arizona, where the Green Bay Packers held on to win last night 27-23 over the Cardinals. The road trip began with a five-hour flight delay when the team plane had mechanical problems on the ground in Green Bay. Matt LaFleur.
From the moment we got on the trip, nothing seemed to go right to end game. There was a lot of things that didn't go right, but the guys kept battling, and that's what it takes in this league.
Packers running back Josh Jacobs had 13 carries for 55 yards, scoring twice, including the winning touchdown, despite dealing with the flu and a calf injury.
They really didn't really want me to play today. It was one of them things where I kind of had to convince them. You also got to know who you're talking to. I'm one of them guys, man, if I feel like I can spin and I'm not going to hurt the team by trying to, you know, play, then I'm going to go out there and give it everything I got.
College football, the Badgers losing to Ohio State 34-0. A report says if Wisconsin decides to fire Luke Fickell, they would owe the coach $25 million in a contract buyout. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few sprinkles and showers for your Monday afternoon. Breezy south winds up to 30 and highs in the upper 50s. Evening showers tonight. Clouds will stay with us with morning lows in the mid and upper 30s. Another round of showers on Tuesday, mid 40s. Currently 59 degrees.
I've got some big news. The bank finally came through, and I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet. Have you been outside? It sure is a nice night. How about a little test drive down by the lake? There's a place I know about where the dirt road runs out. We can try out the four-wheel drive. Come on now, what do you say? Girl, I can hardly wait to get a little mud on the tires. 'Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight. Stick out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Only one way to get there. Get a little mud on the tires. Moonlight on a duck blind, catfish on a trot line. Sunset's about nine this time of year. We can throw a blanket down, crickets singing in the background, and more stars than you can count on a night this clear. I tell you what we need to do is grab a sleeping bag or two and build us a little campfire. And then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires. 'Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight. Just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires.
Brad Paisley, that's Mud on the Tires. I've got Trisha Yearwood coming up next, and we've just begun the 3 o'clock hour. Good afternoon. Gray here with you. It's going to be a busy week, including a 12-hour straight broadcast here on 98Q later on. That'll be happening in the second half of the week, and in the second half, or the first half of the 3 o'clock hour, I've got all the details that'll help you prepare for what's coming on Thursday. In the meantime, let's keep it with this country music that's helped us start the hour. Trisha Yearwood is up next, and Post Malone with Faith Hill coming up too. Here's Walk Away Joe.
Mama told her, baby girl, take it real slow. Girl told her mama, hey, I really gotta go. He's waiting in the car. Mama said, girl, you won't get far. Thus are the dreams of an average Jane. 90 miles an hour down a lover's lane. On a tank. Just a walk-away Joe, born to be a leaver, tell you from the word go, destined to deceive her. He's the wrong kind of paradise. She's gonna know it in a matter of time. That boy's just a walk-away Joe. Now just a little while. She only wanted she wakes up too soon and reaches for his arm. But she'll just keep reaching on. For the cold hard truth revealed what I had known. That boy's just a walkaway angel, born to be a believer. Tell you from the word go, destined to deceive her. He's a wrong kind of paradise, but it was just another lesson in life. That boy was a walkaway angel. Ooh, yeah. All he was a walkaway angel. Ooh, walkaway angel. He was a walkaway angel.
Put your hands together.
Starts.
Here we go.
Right now.
98Q Country.
Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear them calling my name.
Star Mississippi to the big stage I'm singing on tonight. And sometimes the butterflies still get me when I'm in the spotlight. And some people seem to think that I've changed, that I'm different, that I was back then, but in my soul
'cause a Mississippi girl don't change her ways. Just 'cause everybody knows her name ain't big-headed from a little bit of fame. I still like wearing my old ball cap, riding my kids around piggyback. They might know me all around the world, but y'all, I'm still a Mississippi girl. Put my face on the big movie screen, but that don't mean I've forgotten where I came from. That's just me chasing dreams, yeah. 'Cause a Mississippi girl don't change her ways, just 'cause everybody knows her name. Just 'cause everybody knows her name ain't big headed from a little bit of fame.
Hey, this is Scotty McCreary.
A smile on her face when she'd make me break out of my guitar and play.
Oh, man, I love this station.
98Q Country.
Truck could even run like that. Should've known better than to take that curve so fast. Daddy pulled up, I was down in a ditch, and he asked me why I did what I did. There was this girl, drink in her hand, shoot me a let's get into trouble grin. I ain't never seen something so fine, and I was doing anything to make her mine. I was out of my mind, she was out of this world. There was this girl. Some folks ask me why I still pick this guitar. See, living that life on the road won't get you very far. Been down in Tupelo, seen what was in the front row. There was this girl, beer in her hand, shooting me a play, a little Skinner grin. She's turning it up, she's turning me on, and I'd play her anything she'd sing along. I was out of my mind, she was out of this world.
so much pain. Took 6 months on a farm before I saved up. All my drinking buddies still out on the town, wondering why I ever settled down. But there was this girl holding my hand, shooting me a star to lie together grin. She's pulling me in, she straightened me out, and now I know what love is all about. I'm still out of my mind, she's still out of this world. There was this girl. Yeah, there was this girl. There was this girl.
Riley Green, that's There Was This Girl. We are 98Q. Gray here with you. And this week we've got something special happening, specifically on Thursday. It's going to be a long, long day. Remember when I shaved my head last year? Well, we're coming back around to a similar thing again. This year, our day of giving is going to be this Thursday, a 12-hour broadcast for His House of Hope in Phillips. We'll have staff and volunteers on the entire time, and between Joel and I, we'll be broadcasting live for 12 hours straight, talking to all kinds of people involved with the organization and with their efforts. Joel will be there to start the day, and I'll kind of pick up a little bit later, but we'll keep the music going throughout the day, and we'll also just be popping in, talking about the Day of Giving, basically as the content for the shows that day. Again, the country music will continue, and we'll be encouraging listeners throughout the day to call in and pledge, though I don't believe we'll be putting most of you on the air. We will be just mentioning your pledges and your name if you're comfortable with it. Then, of course, we'll have a whole system for keeping track of all that Rachel's going to be responsible for and that I'm responsible for, too. But long story short, we're trying to raise 10 grand that day. We want the phones to be ringing at all times. So if you know of people who like giving to charitable organizations or who believe in things like His House of Hope, they are the boots on the ground right now in Price County when it comes to things like recovery, people getting out of jail who need a transition, check out His House of Hope directly on their own websites and on Facebook. We'll have more info about that throughout the show, throughout the week, too. But long story short, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. this Thursday, right here on 98.3 FM. Country music, yes, but the shows, that's all about His House of Hope. The Day of Giving, that'll be this Thursday, the 23rd, here on WCQM.
98Q Country.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries, make that payment, or write that check? If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
ABC Home Expert is your one-stop shop for all your home remodeling needs. Located at 500 Birch Street in Park Falls in the former Wakefield Chiropractic Building, they make transforming your home simple and stress-free. Offering free quotes, 3D designs, quality materials, and expert advice. From cabinets to countertops to flooring and more, you can expect dependable contractors, on-time completion, and lasting results. Call 715-890-8088 or stop by their showroom today. From design to done, it's as easy as ABC.
Hey, your morning show host Joel Karnick here reminding you this Thursday is our annual Day of Giving, and this year we're featuring His House of Hope. We're all going to learn more about this great facility in Phillips, and hopefully it'll spur a couple of you to give a few bucks. Our goal is $10,000. We'll have a few auction items for you to bid on also. That's this Thursday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., our annual day of giving for His House of Hope right here on 98 Q Country.
Reliable, affordable energy is critical to progress and building resilient, connected, and prosperous communities. Enbridge's Line 5 is a vital link delivering raw materials that are processed into propane, fueling communities, industry, and businesses across Wisconsin. Energy that powers agricultural equipment and heats homes. To learn more, visit Enbridge.com/L5WIS. Tomorrow is on.
Q Country.
Progressive Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare rates, so shopping for insurance might be the easiest part of owning a home. Definitely easier than this.
Psst, honey. Honey!
What?
Shh, there's a salesman walking up the driveway.
Oh no, he's got a clipboard.
What do we do?
Get down.
Down?
On the floor, you...
Shoot, did he see us?
Why are you breathing so loud?
Home ownership isn't easy. But with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, shopping for home insurance is. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Federal budget cuts mean bad news for Wisconsin's trout populations. That's because the budget slashes funding for the USGS Ecosystem Mission Area. It's the primary program that works to control invasive sea lampreys. The parasitic fish have caused billions of dollars in damage to Great Lakes fisheries, but that trend had been reversing in recent years thanks to work and research that is now being dismantled. Leaves are falling, and now is a great time to rake them up, put them in bags, and have them trucked off to the landfill. Actually, that's not so great for the environment. Turns out fallen leaves are where pollinators like to spend the winter, and they can also help fertilize your lawn. UW Extension experts say most of the time, it's best just to leave the leaves where they fall. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few sprinkles and showers for your Monday afternoon. Breezy south winds up to 30 and highs in the upper 50s. Evening showers tonight. Clouds will stay with us with morning lows in the mid and upper 30s. Another round of showers on Tuesday, mid 40s. It's 60 at our studios.
98 Q Country.
They call love. Then out of the blue clear sky, falling right into your hand, like rain on the desert sand. It's the last thing you had planned. Then out of the blue clear sky, here she comes a walking, talking true love, saying I've been looking for you, love. Surprise, your new love has arrived out of the blue clear sky. Ain't love a funny thing? One day you're giving up the dream, and the next you're picking out a ring out of the blue clear sky. Here she comes a-walking, talking true love, saying I've been looking for you, love. Surprise, your new love has arrived out of the blue.
out.
What's up, y'all? My name is Bailey Zimmerman.
Born to be, getting back up. That's the only backup plan you need.
Hey, I'm Jordan Davis.
Me and this partner. Me and this partner. Me and this partner.
I just love it.
98 Q Country.
Them bales. I'm dog tired by the 5 o'clock hour, but I'm ready to raise some hell. And Jesse's getting ready. I'm gassing up the Chevy. I'm gonna pick her up at 6. I hope she's gonna wear them jeans with the tear that her mama never fixed. The moon comes up and the sun goes down.
I still got a lot of leaving left
won't lie. I could love you like the devil if you wanted me to tonight. And we could talk about forever for a day or two. But I still got
Dierks Bentley, a lot of leaving left to do, so we'll leave him to that, won't get in his way. And we also got to step aside for Jelly Roll coming through next and seemingly in a little bit of rough shape. Jordan Davis and Toby Keith coming up next on 98Q. Here's I Am Not Okay.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days and losing sleep at night. I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows, I know when it's all said and done, I'm not okay. But it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I woke up today, I almost stayed in bed. Had the devil on my back and voices in my head. Some days it ain't all bad, some days it all gets worse. Some days I swear I'm better off laying in that dirt. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows, I know when it's all said. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. I know one day we'll see the other side. The pain will wash away in a holy water tide, and we all gonna be alright. But it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
Hey, it's Corey Kent.
I didn't know that it would take it this hard, but damn, it's hard.
By the this is Blake Shelton.
Dust, I'ma stay country or die trying.
Oh, yeah.
98 Q Country.
The stadium, and I wrote your number on the 50-yard line. You were always a perfect one and a valedictorian. So under your number, I wrote "Call for a good time." I only wanted to get your attention, but you overlooked me somehow. Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now? Took off to Tennessee, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone, and your kids hear you cry down the hall. Alarm clock starts ringing, who could that be singing? It's me, baby, with your wake-up call. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
Now, I see you sipping white wine instead of whiskey. Or does he want you to be just a little more city? Well, I'm sorry if I'm overstepping boundaries I don't mean to be, but I just got to tell you how I feel. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'm gonna be the first one calling you baby. Him crazy, cause girl, it's just a matter of time until you find that the right guy staring you back into your eyes right now. No rush, but if he ever singles you up, he hasn't even looked your way since you walked in. But I can't help it that I can't take my eyes off of you. Your favorite song just came on and me and you were singing along, and he don't even know a single word. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'm gonna be the first one calling you baby. Baby.
ever sings you up. If he ever sings you up, I'll be the first to call, baby. Sorry if I'm overstepping boundaries I don't mean to be, but I've just got to tell you how I feel. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'ma be the first one calling you baby.
Baby.
If he ain't holding you tight, if he ain't treating you right, I'ma be the first one calling him crazy.
Crazy.
Cause girl, it's just a matter of time until you find that the right guy staring you back into your eyes right now. No rush. But if he ever singles you up,
Jordan Davis, the Friend Zone song, Singles You Up. That was Singles You Up on 98Q, following Toby Keith, How Do You Like Me Now? So, did we see the greatest ever? You might still be reeling from the performance on Friday by the Brewers, but the banner performance was Ohtani, of course. Game 4 of a playoff series. Not only did he pitch 6 scoreless innings with 10 strikeouts, but he also blasted 3 homers. He's the first pitcher with multiple homers in a postseason game. Period. Ever. That hasn't happened before. So the debate begins. There's a case to be made. Is this the greatest game ever played in Major League history by one player? I'll tell you what. When you don't meet, if it wasn't, you'd meet the no wall. You'd meet a wall of no so resounding. But clearly, the argument is worth it. Now, every once in a while, a performance comes along that's so incredible that there is no question, kind of like what the Broncos put together yesterday. But is that what we saw from Ohtani? Was it the single greatest performance in an MLB game? I, for one, am just thrilled that we get to ask that question, because for people like me, I'm a football guy, this makes me more interested in what's happening in baseball. And those draws to a new sport, I love them. Give me more. I hope this argument continues. I just wish it didn't have anything to do with the Brewers. That's it for Sort of Sports today, and we're getting right back into the music. The band Perry coming up right now.
98Q Country.
If I die young, bury me in satin, lay me down on a bed of roses, sink me in the river at dawn, send me away with the words of a love song. You think it ought to be, you know. a penny for my thoughts. Oh no, I'll sell them for a dollar. They're worth so much more after I'm a goner. And maybe then you'll hear the words I've been singing. Funny when you're dead, how people start listening. If I die young, bury me in satin, lay me down on a bed of roses, sink me in the river at dawn, send me away with the words of a love song. The ballad of a dove, go with peace and love, gather up your tears, keep them in your pocket, save them for a time when you're
Morgan Wallen.
Turns out me and you together's why it took so long. Cause I got better since you got gone.
I'll go by the name of Shaboozy.
I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold fruit.
98 Q Country.
Dust, little bit of smoke, faller in a Chevy down a gravel road. Headed to a spot everybody knows, cannonball swinging from an old freight road. Talking about good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights. That was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines, good, good times and tan lines. On, coolers on the ground, dig through the ice and pass them around. Waiting on the hot sun to go down, little skinny dipping when the moon comes out. That sounds like good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights. That was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines, good, good times and tan lines. But time, nothing to lose. Guess there really wasn't nothing else to do but load up the truck and just take off. Back then, buddy, we had them all. I'm talking about good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights. That was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines, good, good times and tan lines. Times and tan lines, good, good times and tan lines.
That's Zach Top with Good Times and Tan Lines, and so begins, well, the end of things. I've got Cruise Control, nothing but country music for you from Martina McBride, Jake Owen, Morgan Wallen, until top of the hour news, weather, and sports at 4, and then we look at what's happened over the league this weekend. The Football Hour, coming up at 4 on 98Q. First, My Baby Loves Me.
Don't need no copy of Vogue magazine. Don't need to dress like no beauty. High heels or sneakers, you don't give a damn. My baby loves me just the way that I am. My baby loves me just the way that I am. I He loves me silly and he loves me sad. He thinks I'm pretty, he thinks I'm smart. He likes my nerve and he loves my heart. He's always saying he's my biggest fan. My baby loves me just the way that I am. My baby loves me just the way that I am.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and police say they averted an attack today at Atlanta Hartsfield Jackson International. Authorities say the family of suspect Billy Cagle warned them he wanted to carry out a shooting at one of the terminals. Atlanta Police Chief Darian Shearbaum says they arrested him without incident and later found an assault weapon in his vehicle.
There were 27 rounds that could have been fired from this weapon inside the airport.
The police chief says the family did the right thing by notifying authorities. Hamas transferred another body to Red Cross, and then the coffin is now in Israeli custody. It will undergo DNA testing to see if it's a deceased hostage. President Trump today warning Hamas to end the violence against Gaza and Israeli forces, or he will make sure they are eradicated. It is day 20 of the federal government shutdown. Democrats and Republicans deadlocked on restoring health care benefits. The Senate will take up another vote later today on a measure aimed at ending the shutdown. It is not likely to